Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
If anything that happens to be on your mind, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you've got that as an option. We prefer Skype calls. They do tend to sound a lot better than the telephone. So with you in studio tonight here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, which will be a winter wonderland apparently in another 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, it's going to get nasty out here.
So it's Ian here with you.
Ademo.
And Mark.
And that's Ademo Freeman from copblock.org joining us, by the way, here on this live Sunday edition.
Now, you're one of the founders of copblock.org, right?
I am the founder of copblock. Yeah, Pete and I started like in 2 weeks. He was coming on board with that fancy schmancy New Mexico video there, one of my favorites.
So does he get to be called a founder too? Or?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, okay. I mean, and there's many contributors there that, you know, from George Sand and others who were there within the first couple months. It's a big, happy, decentralized family.
So coming up, Mark's got a story about power corrupting and looking at it from kind of, I guess, a scientific perspective. Showing evidence, right, that power corrupts.
The article doesn't show the evidence. The article points to the, you know, sort of a study that is much longer than the article.
Fair enough. Citing evidence in a study about power corrupting. I want to get into that, but there's some breaking news, I guess, or relatively breaking news, Ademo, from this weekend. Some cop blockers down in Arlington, Texas, have been arrested. And the story's over at copblock.org.
Yeah, that's right. It's on the main page in articles. And some familiar names here, if folks recall that are familiar with copblock, that recently got a little bit on the Bill O'Reilly show, and it did focus
this
on...
This Arlington group was focused on the Bill
yes,
O'Reilly
and,
show.
Yes, and even two of these, I believe, one for sure, maybe the other, I'm not 100% positive what was for sure, because I remember Bill O'Reilly calling him Paul Bunyan because he has a really large beard,
right.
Joseph Tye.
Because, you know, if you don't actually have anything intelligent to say, you attack the man.
That's right. Yeah, you can't... they can't smash what they were doing. They couldn't discredit their actions. They had to make fun of the man's beard, which is impressive in my opinion. It's a really nice beard. But so the story, I talked with Corey Watkins this morning, who posted a video to YouTube, which caught my attention via social networks. And him and Joseph Tye and Kenny Lovett were out doing an event all day long cop blocking. They had stops and like video type encounters with police officers planned. They held some signs. They did some open carrying. They decided to carry black powder muzzle loader like pistols that are really old.
Which is legal, right, in Texas?
And in Texas,
open carry is generally not legal, but if you have an old gun.
Yeah, I found that out today too. I thought Texas was real big, like friendly with the open carry, but that isn't exactly the case. Yeah.
No, there's no open carry in Texas of a firearm, but a muzzle loader is not a firearm.
Right.
As defined by the.
Which is why you, as a felon, could carry one of these, correct?
In any state but New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire prohibits that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, New Hampshire allows
you. New Hampshire prohibits me from possessing a pistol, which is opposed to a firearm. And
okay.
So that...
I thought you told me that at one time that there was some sort of old gun that you could carry in New Hampshire.
I thought we could have muzzle loaders still.
That's not the case.
I don't believe... You know, I think...
I thought I heard that from you, Mark.
I think I could probably get away with it. I just don't think that... no, I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't think I can carry it.
So these guys are really active.
Ken of Vermont, and Ken and Have in Vermont, there was a, I went to the Bennington Battle Days, and they had a blunderbuss there, which is a pretty awesome thing. I got a
right.
picture of me holding one of those.
I know in Wisconsin, where my felonies originated from, I could still muzzle load, hunt, and archery, bow and arrow. So sometimes they're a little different here and from there, but... These guys down in Texas and Arlington, they're pretty active, and so they regularly...
Like 12 hours of cop blocking? That's
well, yeah,
awesome.
They normally go out either weekly or every other week, according to Corey, and this day, though, they had planned such a long, extensive event with multiple angles to it because they had a LA Times reporter with them that wanted to cover the story. And I believe that's very interesting because it, according to Corey, all day long, their event was going just fine. And
12 like, hours, right?
Well, yeah, approximately, with people coming in and out. And it was shortly after, within like an hour of this LA Times reporter taking off, the very next stop, the very next time they turned their cameras on, these two officers, Kent and Deary, D-E-A-R-Y, to show up at a stop as a backup, but they really don't even, if you see in the video posted at copblock.org, they don't even really go up to the first officers that are with the other driver, and they actually took him out of the car and stuff. So you would think that they might be, like, providing some assistance or there's going to search. They immediately crossed the street and...
they made a beeline for the cop blockers.
Essentially, yeah. They waited for a little bit of traffic and came right over to the cop blockers, who are...
Sounds like they were communicating over their, you know, their radios saying, hey, the cop blockers are here. Come get them.
Right. And that is what Corey thought because he had mentioned earlier in the day hearing one of the officers on their radio say, oh, switch to this other frequency. You know, it's the something about their ears. And so these officers come over and they immediately start pressing Corey, who's got the camera, to disarm, to put their firearms away and leave the scene. And
so they're carrying these black powder pistols and videotaping the police, right?
That is right. Okay. I'm not. I assume I can't see if Corey is, but I believe he is carrying open carrying. But I'm not exactly sure if an officer is talking to someone next to him. But later in the video, you see that when Kenny is arrested, he was clearly, the officers were clearly asking him to disarm.
Okay.
So the officers ask him to disarm, and he starts saying that these are black powdered pistols. They don't fall under the same laws that you guys are used to. And he's like mentioning that they don't even have the caps, which I'm assuming is some part of the firing mechanisms to these muzzleloaders. And the officers at first seem to back down from this, and they start to walk away until like another uniform officer comes by, and they see another individual with a similar type pistol, I assume, by their actions. And this is the, then you can see these things. They're really long guns. Like, they hang from like your hip to like past your knee. And so they kind of look silly already. Like, I don't know why these officers are so concerned about them. They're like, I wouldn't think this is going to be like a...
Oh, they're manufacturing a concern, obviously.
Well, yes, of course. And so,
I think that there are a lot of police officers that are just upset when you have a gun. Like, it just upsets them. What are you doing walking around with a gun?
Sure, but is this
only
the first
I
time,
should have a gun.
But is this the first time Arlington cop blockers have done an open carry event? I doubt
to my, it. To my, I don't believe so. No, this, they yeah. do this regularly. But so the officers start asking him the same questions, and then they, when they were talking to Corey, they said, you know, you only get one chance. And then he cited a law and said some things, and they kind of like, they were like, it looked like they were gonna go like talk over there for a minute, but then they got the seeing the other individual, who I assume is Kenny because he was arrested, and so they go and say the same things to Kenny and give him the same ultimatum, and then another officer arrives, and he's like, well, that's it. And so you know, then the other two acted. And he didn't have a camera, though, either, which I thought might have helped Corey because mm-hmm. he wasn't arrested. So he had a camera and the gun, maybe the sword and the shield type thing mm-hmm. that helped out. But then as Kenny was being arrested, Joseph Ty, a.k.a. Paul Bunyan, I guess, was, you know, walking alongside the escort of Kenny to the car.
Right.
And another
recording
officer.
It.
Yep, recording it. You know, something I would advocate per like my cop blocking experience.
Of course.
The manner in which he was doing it, he wasn't up in their face like you and I have been.
Okay.
Sometimes he was actually at a, you know, what I would
comfortable remove,
what I would consider, yeah, a safe distance, and not even like bickering or you know, hollering at the officers like, you know, I've done in the past.
Sure.
But another officer still didn't like it. Asked him to stop and move away, and he kind of like, you know, diverted his original line of, you know, direction, like to a larger angle, mm-hmm. you know, wider, but that didn't please the officer, so he right. was arrested.
Oh, wow.
And,
arrested for disorderly conduct. Do we have the charges?
Yes, the charges were, let me just get them right here. They each had interfering with a public official, I believe. Yep. And so
interfering with a public official, even though you pointed out that they made a beeline for them, that when these officers arrived on the scene, they did not even go to wherever it was that what the scene was, the pullover that you got.
That's right.
That they were.
So
at.
They were both charged with
the cop blockers.
Yep. They're both charged with interfering with a public official. Ludicrous.
Yep.
And Kenny was also charged with this, the catch-all of disorderly conduct, but they wrote on the ticket displaying a firearm. And so this is, I guess it is disorderly to display the firearm.
I take it they are not going to take a plea and go to court?
They do have a lawyer, and so that would be the assumption. They're obviously home and weighing their options, and so we'll keep people up to date at coplock.org, and they're going to stay in contact with me.
Good to know. More coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855 450 free. We'll look into how it is that power corrupts coming up on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. Coming up, we'll talk about power corrupting. Mark's got that story. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. About anything you'd like to discuss, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Ian and Mark in the studio. Damo here as well, talking about the folks over in Arlington, Texas, cop block, who two of the cop blockers there were arrested. Was it Saturday night or Friday night? When were they?
Last night.
So Saturday
evening, like, you know, it looks like, late afternoon in the video.
After what was a very long day of basically doing a showcase of cop block for an L.A. Times reporter who had come into town, because the Arlington, Texas cop block folks have kind of gotten a reputation due to having appeared on Bill O'Reilly at some point in the last year, I would say. So for whatever reason, the media will pick them to go and focus on what they're up to. And so that's great, and that's why the LA Times was there. But I don't know if this detail got out during our first segment. Apparently the police didn't make the arrests until the LA Times reporter left.
Yeah, I might have mentioned
coincidence?
I don't know, right? It's I've had experience with that before when we did the Chalking 8 in Manchester.
When eight people were arrested.
When eight of us were arrested for chalking, using children's chalk on the police station.
Right.
It wasn't the union leader. It was WMUR had showed up. They had their camera out. They parked their van illegally right on the side of the road. Did their thing for about 20-30 minutes. And as soon as they left, the cuffs came out. The cops started stuffing people, and that's how it happened. So it's definitely a tactic that must be taught to them. I've seen it before.
Well, let's talk more about what happened in Arlington here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, if you care about privacy, you need to look into ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, meaning your internet service provider, who right now probably is saving all of your surfing history, the websites you visited, the search terms that you've entered. They're probably logging all that, in some cases logging them for as many as 5 years. You can put a stop to that by downloading free software from ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. The software is available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but you can also get ProXPN working. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, you can go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL 50 as FTL like Free Talk Live, and then 50 as in 50% off, and it gets you 50% off the annual account price, which brings the price down to about $5 a month. It's a heck of a deal, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose but your privacy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software right away and get it installed and give it a try, and then when you're ready to upgrade, use promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Now, Arlington, Texas, when I first heard about that cop block group, because there's cop block groups all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you happen to have a finger on how many of them?
Over 120 the last time I checked.
Those are like somehow officially registered.
They have either a Facebook,
they popped up to say, here we are.
Right. They have some sort of flagship, some sort of YouTube channel, Facebook page, website, in fact.
And that's 120 worldwide?
Yep, that's my understanding. Copblock.org/groups gives you a list of all the known Copblock affiliates or chapters, whatever term you want to put with them. They're decentralized. So
Arlington is one of the more prominent ones because of the news coverage that they've received, and they seem to have a good group there as well. I don't know the size of it, but I get the impression there were at least a handful of folks out when this arrest happened, and the people that were out during the arrests were different than some of the people that were out earlier, because this was a 12-hour-long cop-blocking session.
I think some of this went on after. They still continue to cop block. They got these guys out rather quickly. They sat on a lawyer's bond, and so they did go after. So I don't know if this is in the middle of their cop blocking. But yeah, from the video, it sounds like there's 8 to 12 people. You get a visual on the two that get arrested, Corey. So about 5 or 6 you actually have a visual on, because there's like a car pulling up in a parking lot, too, that some folks are getting out of. So maybe they were just showing up or they were just coming to the location. I'm not sure.
I have to say, when I saw these guys previously and some of the interactions that they had with the cops there in Arlington, I kind of got the feeling like at some point these cops are going to make a move, that they're going to, you know, make some arrests. And apparently this wasn't even the first time these guys, or at least one of them.
For one of them, yeah, I know, and that's how they got picked up last time, is they
For cop blocking,
yeah, they got picked up, and then the news did the local news station in their area did a story on them, and that's how, like, Bill O'Reilly got a wave of it, because, like, you know, they did their little spin on it, and kind of poke fun at it. But
so what they were doing was they were open carrying black powder pistols, which would be completely legal in the state of Texas, and they were videotaping arrests, you know, the police doing their work. And from what we can tell, they're, like, across the street. They're not close enough to sort of be hindering the police. Everything that they're doing is sort of
legal.
Yeah, legal and within their rights.
But that doesn't stop the police from
making
arrests.
Is there any way that they can get them on, like, menacing or something like that?
Well, I think the charges they charged them with, from my experience, is catch-all charges. Disorderly conduct, even though it's tagged with displaying a firearm, like, well, displaying, they might say, well, yes, you can open carry that one. That is legal, but we got a call, and you were just making people nervous, and displaying it was disorderly, and boom, ticket sticks, and yip-diddy-doo-da.
It's an arrest. I mean, I don't see how that could possibly stick if that's the circumstance, but, you know.
The interfering with arrest would be the questionable one, and so I think...
Do you know if the level of charges they've received will allow for a jury trial?
I'm not sure. I would guess not, because I do know that they're B misdemeanors.
Mm.
So, and they're only $750 fines.
So probably only a bench trial in front of a judge.
At least to start, right? You'd think round one would be that way, because that's what it's like here. And so it's definitely going to be a, in my opinion, you know, a multiple round process for these guys if they want to actually get any sense of justice. The first round with just a judge, commonly just, you know, even if the judge is thinking you might be right, he'll probably just side with the state because you get an appeal. And
that's
so,
true. That tends to be the case.
And then you go to your jury. So
do you feel like these guys, I mean, just from the description, I haven't seen the video yet, but from your description, it sounds like they didn't really do anything wrong. I mean, as far as, like, you know, there's some pretty key mistakes you can make when you're cop blocking.
Sure, I guess there are actions you could do that would make some folks say you deserve that, or what did you expect? You know, so, like, they weren't like calling the cops pigs or saying don't arrest that peaceful person, or like you and I have sometimes done during cop locking, ran up to the car and gave them a flyer while they're doing stuff. Like,
how about the one where I got in the car?
That was so funny too. You get in the car. And so these are things that, like, if we did get tickets at those times for, like, interfering with a traffic stop, most people would be like, yeah, you were, blah, blah, blah. Like,
well, really, most people, I mean, we've read the studies. Most people don't like protesters
or activists.
They just don't like them. It's like,
rock the boat.
I mean,
status quo.
They don't really even know. They have nothing, right? Like, that's why they yell things like,
get a job.
Right.
Well, you have no clue whether that person out there has a job or not. Why in the world would you let some dumb crap like that fall out of your mouth?
It's obvious if you're standing outside not doing something like everyone else is doing, you don't have a job.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you should, I guess the idea is you have too much free time in your hands, but what are you doing with your free time? Drinking beer? I mean, for God's sakes, like, your free time is spent so well. Get a job!
So I want to come back and talk more about, you know, could something have been done differently to prevent the arrest? I would say probably not in this case. But let's talk a little further about it.
Yeah, well, there's some maybe. I don't know.
Okay, well, you've seen the video, right? Okay, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we'll put the video link up to copblock.org via our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, which you can access through news@freetalklive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free to bring up what you want right here at 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition of the program. We're kind of dissecting a scene to some extent here in Arlington, Texas, where two cop blockers have been arrested for the dastardly crime of filming the police. One of them filming the police while carrying an old, I don't know, what do you call this thing? A pistol? A musket pistol? A pistol or something?
It's black powder pistol. Pistol, yeah.
Black powder pistol. It's an old thing. That,
1899 antique black powder pistol.
Yeah.
This was an 1899?
That's,
I didn't know they were still making black powder pistols in 1899.
It says,
if it's a pre-1899, then it's not considered a firearm. So 1899 is the year upon which firearms pivot.
This is not legal advice from Mark.
This just randomly popped onto my Facebook feed from counter current news for the same story, but Texas cop watchers arrested for having legal pre-1899 antique black powder guns. So that's how they're reporting it.
Yeah,
I didn't get that fine detail in my story.
Most of these black powder pistols are going to be Army, the Colt Army, that you're going to find. I mean, that's what that looked like from what I was going to see. So if you've ever seen the movie Glory with Matthew Broderick, that's what he's displaying.
As an officer's pistol?
Yeah, it's an officer's pistol from that war.
Gotcha. So we're just kind of going through the scene, and I did pull up the video. It's over at coplock.org. I linked to it on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, which you can access at news.freetalklive.com to go to your favorite Free Talk Live page on whichever social bookmarking site you prefer. But we're talking about, you know, what could they have done differently, if anything? I mean, Ademo, you are, and you know, certainly a veteran of Cop Block. And I guess before we go on with dissecting this to some extent, can you define for a listener what makes Cop Block different from Cop Watch? I mean, there's certainly the trappings of having a camera between the two of them, but there is a difference, right?
Well, I would say that Cop Watch is more of a the idea is to observe and monitor and record. I would say that Cop Block doesn't even have that defined of a agenda. Cop Block is a diverse group of individuals who simply believe badges don't grant extra rights. And so the idea with Cop Block is to provide a forum where people can have a police conversation by doing whatever means, you know, if they want to blog, make a video, you know, go out and Cop Block, whatever it might be. And so I guess it's a small difference. Cop Block seems to merely observe, and Cop Block, you can really do whatever you feel is best.
Right, right. I always felt like a good Cop Block lets themselves be known, you know, like, you know,
that's how I address my cop blocking. Yeah. I definitely, like, you know, if there's a raid in my neighborhood, I want to go tell those cops that I don't like this and that right. I don't appreciate it. And if I get pulled over by a cop, like I did recently, New Hampshire State Trooper, you know, I was like, hey, can I just go back to work and paying your salary? Like, you know, some people commented on my Facebook for being rude to him. And, well, I think he was rude to me.
Yeah, by pulling you over.
With a gun. Yeah.
So I think that there's two different levels of it. Like, there's the time where they're after you, and then you use, you know, your experience at not participating with the police to block them from gaining right. knowledge about a situation. So, like, you know, there's one instance where I was pulled over and I didn't say anything to the officer. I just handed them the license and registration, and ultimately only really spoke up when she began badgering the passengers for information. I said, they're not under any obligation to answer your questions either. Right.
They really don't like it when you do that.
Yeah. So, like, and then the other level being that when you you come onto a scene that doesn't involve you, you have a camera, you're recording it, and then maybe make a commentary track at the same time. Like, you know, hey, I don't appreciate what you guys are doing. Let that girl go. You know, that
right.
kind of stuff.
Don't get me wrong. The idea for me, too, is like Cop Block's the name, you know? And so ideally, like, I think if people would address the police actions for how they feel about those actions, if they really took an in-depth look at those actions, then essentially you would be blocking the police from doing such horrendous actions.
I think so. I think if enough people were to give the police feedback of a sort that, hey, we don't appreciate these laws being enforced, like these victimless crime laws, like drug prohibition. If enough people did that, if they heard from people at their church, at their knitting group, at the, you know, whatever the heck it is that they do, the fishing,
lots of cops in the knitting
buddies
group. Okay.
I don't know. There's female cops.
And they knit.
And some men knit as well.
Maybe.
I don't know how many men cops.
It seemed like an odd thing to choose. So
I don't know what people do. You
my
know,
my best
they
critique
got that
here
feedback.
Is that like the term cop block is two pronged, right? Like it's two sided. It's great because it sticks in your head. It's got that kind of, you know, it has an association with another term, and it just kind of it sticks out there. And you guys have been extraordinarily successful. But I think that sort of the average person, you know, the respectables is what we like to call them on Free Talk Live. The people who, well, I never have problems with the police. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, those folks. When you say cop block, right? Like it just says, well, what are you doing going out there getting in the way of them doing their job anyway? It just kind of has that sound to it.
Well, I agree. But the number one reason why cop block was made was because of exactly what you mentioned. It was branding. And I was trying to think of a website that people would remember and that you wouldn't have to like spell out for them and, you know, like, or it wasn't like three letters, LF, you know, B, it's like, you know, whatever. And so I, you know, Cop Block, like you said, has a similar association to, you know, especially the younger demographic.
Yeah.
And it's
if you don't know
you
what the term
forget.
Means, good for you.
Right. You're not marketing to the people in the 65 plus demo. Not to say that they shouldn't know their rights and exercise them either. In fact, I think it can be incredibly powerful when elderly people exercise their rights.
We actually
I wouldn't call
them,
anybody 65
on the website.
Elderly.
If you're over 65, you get bounced out. You get sent to like a,
but,
I don't know.
But, you know, there's something to be said for the idea that targeting young people with a message like this is important because, well, they're going to be the ones who are in charge, so to speak, in a few years.
Simply branding. I mean, it also has the secondary and third level benefits, you know, of the things you and I just discussed of, like, you know, being a difference from other police accountability organizations and maybe having a, you know, a relation to, like, the actions that you are partaking in, the actual cop blocking. But the primary reason was that it was memorable, that it stuck in your head, and it was, you know...
So let's go back to the scene. Arlington, Texas. It's actually, it's pretty much daylight. You said toward the end of the afternoon, maybe, when this
happened. Yeah, it looks like sunset-ish.
And there's multiple cops. More continue to come on scene throughout the 7 minutes that the video transpires. And I haven't had the time to actually sit and watch the full video. This was, you know, we literally just started discussing this right before the show started tonight. And from what I saw in the video, these guys are not interfering with anything in any way. I mean, they're just there recording the police, and they get, of course, targeted by the police because the Arlington police know well who these guys are. They've been interviewed by the media about cop block, so you can better believe there's been a memo that's gone out to every single officer in Arlington, Texas, and there's probably a game, because we know there was a game in Keene where we have it has been overheard that the bureaucrats have, like, a point scoring system where if they arrest the
Are we all like a deck of cards or something?
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
Interesting.
So it wouldn't surprise me if the Arlington police have a little game amongst themselves as to who can arrest the cop blockers first.
Right. I need some points.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree. They definitely weren't doing anything that I wouldn't say was good quality cop blocking. They kept, you know, they weren't interfering like we discussed before the break. They didn't walk up to the car. They weren't even haggling the officers whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
And it even also seemed that the first two officers that approached the scene didn't, like, they were almost backed down by the first person. They kind of, like, took a step back. It looked like to regroup, and then their attention was brought to Kenny, who was arrested. But even then, they walked up to him, and he pulled out his phone, started recording, and saying some things I don't think is heard from the point of view we have in that video. But this guy comes up who's in all the other guys are in, like, blue-based uniforms, and this officer is in a black-based one. And he's like, that's enough after, you know, like, we already gave him a warning. Well, that's enough then. And then he gets arrested. And he's also the guy who enacts the arrest on Joseph because it seems like one officer asked him to step over here, but that officer didn't seem too edgy to, you know, affect
an
arrest.
So the one cop in black, all black, comes in and just basically
starts going to town, right?
To make it all happen.
Right.
Whereas these other guys, they look more like bike cops, but they're not on bikes.
They come from the car.
Yeah.
Right, when they showed up. But maybe they had, like, maybe they're also, like, they park downtown and then they walk.
How big is Arlington, Texas?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look.
It's not small at all.
Yeah.
It's probably as big as Manchester.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Maybe you've got
Dallas.
Maybe you've got a police interaction story you want to share with us, or maybe you are a cop. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less. Like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles for an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else. And 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk about power and how it tends to corrupt people. Mark's got that story here in a little bit. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget to join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features there totally free.
You know, there's no way to avoid all the legal pieces of paper that you need in life. The fact is you have to have them, and they can be rather expensive if you go to an attorney for them. Well, there's an option. You can go to LegalZoom.com. What they do there is they ask you a series of questions, then fill the paperwork out for you, let you check it over, make sure you're happy with it, and then you can turn it in. It's been accepted, and they've been accepted in all 50 states. They're not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. And they're significantly less costly. I think I can't quote the amount of the will, but it's less than $100 for a will. And try that with an attorney, unless they go to LegalZoom. LegalZoom.com. You can use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com with coupon code FTL.
So talking about the guys down in Arlington, Texas, who have been arrested, a couple of cop block members down there, Arlington, Texas being one of the more prominent cop block chapters out there. There are over 120 of them all around the world, and lots of them in the United States.
That's right. Copblock.org/groups is where you can find one near you.
Or create one.
And you can, if there isn't one near you that you can connect with, create one.
There's various different levels of action going on out there, but the Arlington guys have had some news coverage, and of course, when that happens, the police, if you weren't on their radar before, you're definitely going to be on their radar at that point.
One of them still reads the newspaper, and then they'll just show it to the rest.
Yeah, and so I kind of got the feeling like these guys were going to have some trouble with the police there, and it turns out that they were targeted directly in this most recent incident. They were on the streets doing some cop blocking. They had a reporter from the L.A. Times weapons with them, and they were at a safer move from a scene that was happening on the streets there in Arlington, Texas. But nonetheless, the police had a backup cruiser arrive with officers who then got out targeting directly the cop blockers. They went straight from the cruiser to the cop blockers, clearly, you know, not even checking in with the scene or whatever. They were there to arrest some cop blockers or at the very least try to get them to leave the scene.
And to me, the initial stop, they were taking that person out of the car, and so like cops will argue that that's like a very, you know, sensitive, dangerous time when you're, you know, having to remove a suspect from a vehicle during traffic. And so that the officers didn't go to them first or at all is very telling, you know, like that this, they had a predetermined, you know, agenda of when arriving on that scene. Now, whether or not this is for like all the times they've ever cop blocked, you know, reaction of these officers or just of that day, because, you know, I'm not sure if they're how long they were going before that. If they're, maybe they did something before and the LA Times guy was there. That's, I don't think these guys, they seem to be pretty experienced in their activities, so I can't fathom
anything.
Can't
speak to what's not on the video, right?
But I can't speak to what's not on the video, exactly. And so...
Yeah, so they are experienced. They've been on the streets a lot, and I think there's some important takeaways here, and I don't want to mention this to scare anyone out of cop blocking, right? But it doesn't matter how experienced you are. It doesn't matter, you know, how many times you've been out and, you know, how comfortable you feel around the police. If they want to get you for something, they'll get you for something. They'll just make it up if they have to.
All the more reason why more people should film, right? Because, you know, eventually that has to stop. That gives, you know, we've long talked about, you know, those who are at the forefront or first to do X, Y, Z, whatever it might be, sometimes pay the highest price for
it's
it.
True.
So we're still at that phase.
The pioneers get the arrows.
These guys had a group. It wasn't just a couple cop blockers. There were a handful, it seemed like, out there. And so that's a good thing, right? Normally I encourage people, don't go out alone. But just because you're not alone doesn't mean you're invincible. It doesn't mean that they won't target you on some trumped up nonsense and then you'll have to spend months in court and who knows how much money if you want to hire an attorney, which I don't necessarily recommend.
And it can affect your activism because you might not be able to go out because charge stacking. Well, yeah, and then bail conditions. You know, then you're more in a position to have to take their plea deals because
One of these guys has already been arrested in the past.
Right.
How did that? Do you recall how that case turned out with that guy down there?
I can't recall off the top of my head.
To follow it all.
Or if it is resolved yet, I'm not sure because it could still be in court. It wasn't all that long ago.
If that's still in court, there may be a suspended sentence or bail condition that could make things even more complicated for him.
Exactly.
So even though you've got people out with you, even though you've got cameras, because there was at least two or three cameras that were out there as well, even though you've got cameras and people. And the light of day in this case, they still just went right ahead and trumped up some nonsense and arrested these guys. So I want to put that out there, like, this isn't a risk-free activity. I just want to make sure that's clear to everybody. I think it's an important activity. I think that people should do this, and I think that they should do it in groups, and they should do it with cameras, and that, you know...
I think it's a good sign that they're winning, right? Because they're getting this extra attention, and if we would relate it to, like, my experience or what I know of here in Keene, you know, there were a lot more arrests. Like, it seems like when you first come, you know, they try to be nice and maybe not. Then they're like, okay, well, we have to step it up. We have to show these people who's boss. They're clearly not going away with our pleas and you know, politeness. And so then they start to settle the rest. But then they figure, like, oh, this is kind of getting, you know, painful for us. And it's this and that. So, like, I think we've gotten to a point where, like, they don't really, like, we get away with more stuff than maybe someone else would.
I think that's mostly true, although there are some exceptions, right? James Cleveland, of course, is now facing sentencing. I don't think we've announced this on the air yet. We did just get news that James Cleveland, who's been in here as a guest co-host on Free Talk Live, he is a early mover for the Free State Project. He moved a couple years ago. More people might know him as Robin Hood of Keene.
Yep.
James was arrested back in the summer last year for a very similar circumstance. He was recording the police, although this was a different scene. He was on the scene of a what was going to be a suicide eventually.
At the time of standoff.
Correct.
From the police standpoint.
And James believed he was far enough away from the scene to where
After having moved back a couple of times,
the cops came and they ordered him to move back, and he was willing willing to move back at that time, but at some point James decided he'd moved back far enough, and then later the police came back a few minutes later, and then they demanded he move again, and when he refused to move that second time, he was then arrested. Ultimately, he went to trial at the end of December for that, and the judge found him guilty on both disorderly conduct and resisting arrest charges. He was facing two Class A charges. Now, in our case, in Keene, they did charge him with Class A. Now, in New Hampshire, when you get hit with a Class A misdemeanor, then you can go to a jury. And so James is still waiting to decide whether or not he goes to a jury based on what the
sentence
will be. But
you still start without one.
Will be. Well, you could have...
You could forego it, I guess.
Right,
but you might as well take the free ride.
Correct. You might as well go through the bench trial because then you get to see them put a case on against you. And
you get to expose their hand a little bit.
Exactly.
It's a good strategic idea.
You get a trial run, basically.
Right.
And so he could appeal to a jury if he chooses. His sentencing is coming up in, I think, 2 weeks in on February. So within a few weeks, we'll have the details on exactly what's going to happen with James, who's a great guy. And, you know, he wasn't doing anything wrong in that situation either. He was just recording the police. One of the key mistakes he made was he was alone. And that that could have affected how that situation turned out.
It is definitely much easier with a group for a number of reasons.
Yeah. Another thing that we often have said here on Free Talk Live is that we don't really recommend doing activism, especially confrontational activism like this, when you're not in New Hampshire. Now, Cop Block does something different, right? Like that basically you're saying, yeah, go and let's do this everywhere. What do you think about that? What's your thought process? Because I fear for people out, especially in certain metros where the police officers aren't known to be, you know, well, this is all new to them.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. I think more people doing it will provide a level of security for a lot of people for a number of reasons. And so the more people doing Cop Block all over the place, and by this, because like the cops are a small number of people compared to the population.
Sure.
But how do they, you know, people are afraid of being arrested, so they use fear. I'd much rather see people use accountability and transparency to keep a small group of people in line. And so, like, I wrote a blog post, you know, a couple months ago about the Cop Block bumper sticker on my car and saying how I feel, especially in New Hampshire, that this keeps me from being pulled over because, especially in New Hampshire, cops are more likely to know what CopBlock.org is because, you know, Pete and I have been here a lot. There's a large number of folks who are filming the police here, whether they want to associate themselves with
it hasn't stopped me from getting pulled over, I can tell you that.
Really? Have you been pulled over? A lot?
Yeah, it's been over multiple times in the cruiser.
Huh. Well, yeah. I guess, you know, you might be at that line where they might be targeting you exactly, but I think in general it might be. But as an example, I'm saying, just think if every other car had this on and, like, every, you know, other car that they stopped with this thing had, like, a person who was, you know, not aggressive, not a threat, not violent, but questions, you know?
We've had situations where activists have been pulled over, and I know Garrett Ian was recently pulled to some extent. He was already on the side of the road, but the cops came up, and when the cop looked in the window, he said something to the effect of, oh, it's you, and then turned around and walked away.
So see, there you go. I think that would be the blanket that it could provide.
Yeah. No, but I agree. More people should do it, but if you love freedom, and get to a place where there's more cop blockers. Like, you shouldn't do it alone. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You win once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.